Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're here with us today. Joining me, Dr. Alice Benton. Hey, Alice, how
Hi,
are you?
Steve. I'm good. I have a question for you that came up
on
my way here.
Okay.
As a pregnant woman, do you think that I can legitimately drive in the carpool lane by myself?
I think you can.
And I'm taking that.
And if some officer pulled you over, only a heartless man would not
That's
say.
Right.
You would say, you know, it is true, though. It's so interesting in a world that allows for abortion that when a pregnant mother is murdered with a child in the womb, it's considered two lives.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So if I would just repeat to him, look, if I'm dying, it's two people dying. So if I'm flying, it's two people flying. So just
Will you go halvesies with me if I get a ticket?
Sure.
Okay. Deal.
Be worth the challenge. Anyway, we're thrilled that you're pregnant, and I love it, and I love life. You know, Satan hates babies coming into the world. He does everything he can to prevent it, and we're up against a pretty tough enemy, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're glad you're with us today, and this is all about new life. And I'm going to do something I love to do, and that is don't mess around and just get into it and to go right to the phones. And I'm going to talk, first of all, right here with line number 8, Mary from Arlington, Virginia, WAVA. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, Steve.
Mary.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
How's it going?
Yeah. What's happening in your life today?
So I need help. I'm a single mom of 5.
What was that? What did you say?
I'm a single mother of 5.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I have my middle child, and he's very defiant. And so my question to you is, how do I discipline my 13-year-old son from defying my authority and siding with his father regarding the use of electronics at my house? I tried speaking to his father, and I've asked him not to let him bring electronics to my house because there have been incidents when I try to take the electronics from him. He has smashed the screen on the laptop when I tried to do that one time, and then the next time he went and urinated on my bed.
You're a 13-year-old? The 13-year-old did that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
His father continues to allow him to bring a cell phone home, which is most of the fight, cell phone and
okay.
laptop.
Well, hold on a second. What was the father's response? What did he do when he found out that this boy had done that on your bed? What was his response to that?
Nothing. He's been, so the father also was diagnosed with MDD, so I get no empathy whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The question for us is what to do? What is the question?
Yeah, how do I discipline my son? I know I have no control over his father and what his father does.
Yeah.
How do I discipline him? How do I get through my son? The fact that I am the one in charge in this house,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the one.
And how often is he with you?
He's with me. He's only with his father about 29 hours every other week.
Okay, so he lives primarily with you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to give you some help, and I'm glad we went right to your call. Very, very tough situation that you're having to deal with. You're listening to New Life Live, and we're going to be right back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Alice Benton, Dr. Alice Benton. A really tough situation. We have an absolutely defiant 13-year-old, and his father is supportive of him. And I think we might have gotten into some fringe issues, and we want to get to the core of the issue. One final question. When he did that, what did you do? What was your response to him urinating on your bed? What did you do? How'd you handle that?
I called the pastor.
Mm-hmm. And what did he say to you?
So the pastor basically talked to my son and went over the fact that I was his mother and he needed to obey. But he will listen, but it's only momentarily. It doesn't stick. He's also been diagnosed with ADHD. Hypo and extreme ADHD.
And so there were no consequences for what he did, and I get how hard that
was. The consequence was taking the computer away and not giving it back to him. Basically, he doesn't have a computer at home.
Okay.
But his father allows him to bring his home.
Okay. All right. Well, Alice has been thinking about this, and we've been talking about it, and we really feel for where this leaves you here, and it's really tough. You know, you need two great, focused parents, you know, working together when you end up with a child willing to do something this bizarre and out of the ordinary. Alice, what do you think?
Mary, I want you to know I've been praying for wisdom as I'm considering how to respond to you, because you have an incredibly complicated situation. And Steve and I just want to acknowledge that you are the single mom of five. Not only are you working against the defiance of your 13-year-old, but also working against his father. So you're just battling on all sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to consider three different aspects of this situation with you. One is how I'm concerned about your energy level and how you're taking care of yourself, because as a single mother of five, you must be running on empty. And so I want you to think about after the call, what are you doing to get filled back up again? What support do you have? And as a single mother of five, it's hard to even get the time for support, but it is essential, because if you're running on fumes trying to deal with this boy and the rest of the kids, you're fighting an uphill battle. The second one is that defiance is, of course, normal in a 13-year-old, but I think it may be really exacerbated by losses your boy has had in his life. Perhaps the loss of his father, perhaps other losses, I'm not sure. But what I want you to do is, in times where he's a little bit softer and more open to you, I want you to check in with him on a heart level, to ask him, how's he doing? Is there anything that's upsetting him in his life lately? Anything that you or his dad are doing that are upsetting him? But to ask this question when you're not in struggle with him, because his anger may be fueled by sadness, by fear, by confusion, in addition to the struggles that a teenager teenager goes through. And what would be really important is if you sit down to ask that question would just be to listen to him, not to minimize, not to tell him he's wrong, and not to justify. Connecting with him on a heart level may help decrease the anger. Now, the last thing, though, really goes to your question, which is, what do I do about it? And I think with another wise person in your life, you have to evaluate what leverage you have. What resources do you have power over that matter to him if he gets access to them or not? Because if you're getting into physical tug-of-war battles with him, trying to get his cell phone or trying to get his computer, it's a losing battle as a parent. Even if you win the little battle, you're losing the war overall. And so what other resources do you have? Maybe driving him around, you know, he may appreciate that and need and want it. And you can limit that without getting into a tug-of-war battle. You know, maybe extra treats or allowance money. You have more control over that than trying to tug away the cell phone or the computer. Mary, I wonder what you're thinking about some of this feedback.
Everything's going to my head. But with regard to the support group, I have Al-Anon, divorce care.
Good,
I also have
Mary.
To go into some church.
Okay.
Well, I would do this. I would, since you call that pastor, I would ask the pastor to help you write up a little agreement with your boy about these consequences that Alice is talking about. And so he knows that if this happens, then this is what's going to go away. But if this happens, then here's a privilege that can be implemented or reinstated. And then all of the things that she's mentioned about you getting the help for you and the support for you, you in isolation are not going to be able to make this a better situation. You're going to need a lot of people around you who can give you the absolute best input ever, because this is serious. We don't often have these kind of situations that are this serious, where a boy not only would do something like this, but then have a father that wouldn't condemn it and support you 100%. That's the path that people take, you know, when they're really going to end up in trouble. And we want to get him off that path. And I'm really glad that you called. I'm going to send you a copy of Every Young Man, God's Man. I hope that he's going to read that, or you guys could go over that together. And I just hope and pray that this pastor is going to hang in here with you and not abandon you at all, but really walk this with you. And be great if your pastor said, and I've got a guy, maybe he's on the elder board or something, and he's going to help you. He's going to try to put some time in with your boy, because he sure does need the male influence that's just not there. It's really sad. I'm glad that he's got you. You know, without you, that boy is a hopeless case. He really is. And you've got such difficult times because you're standing up for what's right when it's so much easier to just fold and fall in to whatever is convenient.
Steve, in addition to the resource you're sending Mary and any other parents struggling with this, I want you to look up Boundaries with Teens, written by John Townsend, and I believe Henry Cloud also. And that will just equip you even further with different examples, what else you can do that will work with your boy in particular.
That's right. All right, let's go to Sandy, Seattle, Washington, KGNW. Hi, did you have a question for us, Sandy?
I do. I'm wondering if it's wise or if I am enabling my 37-year-old son who has schizophrenia, if a few of us family members go together and pay him to take his medication.
Is he not taking his medication under other circumstances? I'm assuming that that's the problem, right?
Yeah. He took medication for about 14 years, and last summer he decided to go off of it. And he's been really getting himself into trouble. And my other son thought the only thing that seems to motivate him is money, so he thought maybe if some of us go together and pay him $100 a month, that he would consider getting back on his medication.
Okay. Is he independent, or how does he support himself?
Yeah. He actually has a little apartment, and he's been doing fairly well independently for about 3 years.
Okay. And he has a job?
No, he's unable to work.
Okay. So if he's unable to work and he won't take his medication, I think if $100 would get a schizophrenic boy to take his medication, someone that is not able to work, I don't think it's a question of whether or not you're enabling him. I think it's just a question if $100 becomes $200 next year, whatever. But when it comes to medication like this, especially like with bipolar or schizophrenic, I say if you can find a simple solution that will motivate them, I say try it. Because as we all know, it is so tempting for them to think life is better without it. And it absolutely isn't. But let's hear maybe a greater voice of reason from Alice. What's the downside, Alice, of doing this, pulling together $100 and saying, okay, you take that medication and we're going to reward you financially for it?
Steve, I do have a thought or two. And Sandy, I have to say, this is a very unique question. And I like your family's creativity and the love of your other son, that he wants to get the family cooperating to help his brother. I really admire that. And I actually want to turn Steve's question that he asked me to you. What is your concern of a negative consequence that could come of paying your son to take medication?
I've been in recovery myself for a number of years, so I've learned a lot about enabling, and I just am afraid of slipping into that with him because I think it's been a pattern in the past.
Okay, I so admire and appreciate that you can see that in an honest self-evaluation. And I'll give you a couple signs of enabling that you can apply to this situation going forward with it. To consider, am I crossing that boundary? Because enabling is when we do something for someone else that they can and should do for themselves. And your family is hitting up against a very common problem with people struggling with schizophrenia, that their belief system and their paranoia is so strong that they don't take the medication for fear of what the medication is doing to them or what the doctors may be doing to them. So in paying him to take the medication, you may actually be helping him to do something he can't do well on his own. But going forward, if you do decide to do this, I want you to be keeping in mind, is he getting better or worse because of this financial assistance you and your son are giving him? And then for yourself, can you give freely without developing resentment to your son with schizophrenia in giving to him? Because those are two signs that you're enabling him. If he is not growing in his maturity and if his symptoms aren't getting better because you're paying him to take the medication, and if you start to develop bitterness and resentment that you're giving money to your son to take his medication. If you don't see those things going forward, and he's taking the medication and you have the money and you can dedicate it to this, then you may very well be helping him.
What do you think?
Well, I like that. I don't think I would resent it because I really do see him as handicapped, emotionally.
Right.
And I'm willing to try it.
If you were calling us and you were calling us about a young man his age who was gainfully employed and, you know, it was he'll take his medication if we buy him a car or something like that, you know, then we'd have a totally different answer for that. But here you've got a very, very tough reality and at his age. And I just, I hope it'll work. And if it doesn't work, then you reevaluate it. An answer today doesn't have to be the same answer tomorrow. And I hope and pray that we've given you some encouragement to go the right direction here. And I'm going to send you a copy. Thank you. And I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I hope that that's going to be a great book for you, for your own life. And as Alice said, what a cool thing that this boy has love of a brother. I love that. All right, let's go to Perry. What line is it? I'm not able to connect that. Let's see.
Hello.
Hi there. What's going on?
Hi, Dave. It's a pleasure to get a hold of you guys. I listen to you guys all the time, and I just had a quick question for you.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship for 5 years with this guy, and we love each other, and we talk about getting married all the time, but we're not really financially stable as yet to go ahead with it. So currently, I am in this place of living in, I'm not sure if I'm doing the right thing. When I got baptized, I got to the place where I stepped out of the room that we lived in together, because we have a two-bedroom apartment. I am now in a separate room, and I just wanted to know, is that okay in God's eyes, or should I step out and go find my place till that happens?
Plus, you want us to answer the question, I'm sure, will this prevent me from ever marrying this person? Wouldn't that be a great question to know the answer to? We'll help you with that too, right after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County July 14th through the 16th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and it is, you know, July, and a lot of tasteless things happen, bad manners in the summer. Here's what Chris Williams said about this on tv.newlife.com.
So as she has courageously engaged in being more understanding and having more empathy for people, as she engaged in being nicer and being more encouraging, both to herself and to people, again, that meanness has just lost its taste, and she's finding a better taste for being kind and loving to people. And this was a profound thing, because like Starbucks in my daily life, meanness in her daily life was just part of the routine. It's part of the way she functioned in the world and the part of the way that she moved in the world. But what was incredibly convicting to me, and what this client gave me the gift of, is it challenged me as, what are the destructive things in my life? What are the destructive forces within me that I have just gotten too familiar with? I've gotten comfortable with how they taste in my life, that I need to then lose the taste for that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's important when we lose the taste for a lot of things, and we can't do that on our own. We need the support of other people. And this is just one of these great, great programs. Alice has done many wonderful ones, and Sherry, myself. And if you're interested, we can extend the special rate another day where it's less than $5 a month, tv.newlife.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. I've really got some great calls here I want to go to. And here it is. Now, we were talking with Perry, and she's saying, well, is it okay to live with the boyfriend or not? Now, Perry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So if you've listened to the program over the years, you would have heard, you might not have heard it, but you might have said it while you were listening, that if you're in a relationship for over 5 years, you probably need to get out of that relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably, it's probably a dead end relationship. It would have to be something pretty astounding for that relationship to go well, because there's always going to be an excuse. And yes, some people need to wait a little bit of time for finances to get better. But part of early marriage is working through financial stuff together. So, you know, after 2 years, if you don't have a date set, it is not a good sign. Now, when you live with somebody, that even lessens your chance of this resulting in marriage. All the statistics show that. And so I would say to you, as tough as it is, you really need to look at the reality of what you're doing, because you're not going to get... How old are you now?
I am 32 right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's 35.
At 32, you are in great shape to meet someone and develop a great, healthy relationship. 37, okay. It becomes more difficult. 47, sure. More difficult. Everybody would tell you that. So I think sometimes I'm going to turn over to Alice, because she has a very wonderful approach to life that maybe isn't as tough as mine, but I am into the fish or cut bait philosophy when it comes to adults in long-term relationships that are going nowhere. But Alice, help her.
Oh, Steve, you give difficult advice on this, but it is also loving advice, Perry, because Steve is worried about the future of this relationship, and he has seen so many that get stuck without getting married. And I want to ask you, you made this call, and you're asking this question for a reason. I think your conscience is bothering you in that your beliefs may not be lining up completely with lifestyle choices. Tell me about why you're asking us this question.
Okay, so I'm asking this question because we have spoken about marriage. We have every intention to. He says he wants to get married, and we are presently purchasing a piece of a lot together, and we just wanted to finish, and then he could propose or something of that sort. But I'm in a place in my life where I've gone through a lot, and I just want to be able to know that I'm not going to be taken for granted. I want to be married, and he wants to get married too, as far as he said. And with my faith, I just want to be able to know that is he too comfortable, even if we're abstaining, is he too comfortable, or should I get out? So he has said it's okay for me to step out of the house.
So, Perry, I'm going to jump in there. I'm going to jump in there, because I think your conscience is already telling you what to do. And I think you will enter marriage with a much clearer conscience if you do step away from him until you get married. I also want you to consider, you're talking about financial difficulty, but you're also buying a piece of land. Or he's buying a piece of land. So I want you to consider where you're putting the money and the cost that you're truly paying to not live by your beliefs. So I would ask you, no matter what it costs, to safeguard your beliefs and the state of the relationship, I think it's worthwhile for you to move move out and live elsewhere. And I'm telling you this as someone that made the same mistake before my marriage. I lived with my husband, and I think it tainted our later marriage that we did not live by our beliefs beforehand. So I admire that you're asking the question.
Yeah, the whole issue of appearance of evil comes into play here. A lot of other things, but you need to do what's been laid on your heart as the right thing to do. We will be back right after that. This.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 21st to the 23rd.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Tough advice. Tough. Because you invest all this time and effort and, And you know, what does happen sometimes is then you get all entangled financially and then one day it happens, but maybe unlike her, you find some really horrible things, and then you don't decide to get married. You just slide into getting married, and that's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. All right, let me tell everybody that we've got some amazing, amazing intensives coming up, not the least of which is Restore, and not the least of which is Every Man's Battle. I love to see a man go to Every Man's Battle, and that woman that he's hurt, the impact of his behavior is upon somebody else, and that person goes to Restore. And then life becomes very different forever for both of them for good. So call us, and we'll tell you about Restore, or we'll tell you about Every Man's Battle. After that, we've got our marriage intensive. Boy, that's pretty powerful. Even for an engaged couple, it's powerful to get ready for that marriage. And then after that, in September, we have Take Your Life Back. Never too early to sign up. Sometimes there are some discounts you can get. And when you can't afford it, there most likely is some scholarship available to help you. We're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to go to Joe from Seattle, Washington. And Joe is listening right there on KGNW. Hi, Joe. Welcome to New Life.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Joe, how
trying to be okay. Divorce coming in the very near future is what my heart is telling me. And then I kind of feel you know, go back and forth. And to me, I believe biblically I have the right to divorce and be set free and happy. And, of course, now she's, the Spirit's working on her and has changed her, and she doesn't want to get divorced. But she left 3 years ago and lived a lesbian life and shattered my heart. And I feel like I need to move on and be happy.
Okay. So what's the question for us?
Am I right in I should get divorced, you know, for what you've done to me? And Jesus, you know, making me feel guilty. And I don't want to feel guilty. I want to move on.
Well, let's start with this. Tell us some things that she would point to that she's done that shows that she's not just interested in keeping you as a convenience, but she's really developed a new way of living. What would she say to that?
I want to say, you know, the Holy Spirit's done some work on her, and she is moving, sending that woman back to California, and, you know, she wants, trying to make change and rebuild. She would like to hold on to me, and, you know, she's getting help now and, you know, getting counseling, and I'm just like, I feel I've already moved on, and it kills me because I've never wanted to get divorced.
Yeah.
You know, I've been with her for, it should have been our 25th anniversary this year.
Joe.
It's rough. Okay, so what do you think, Alice? I mean, he's saying, what do I do? Do I try? Do I stay? Do I leave? He wants to leave, but then he's kind of being drawn back here.
Well, Steve, as we're listening to you, Joe, we can hear your voice breaking. We can hear the emotion in your voice, and that you would sense that you're getting ready to move on, but you feel guilty and unsure what to do. Joe, do you and your wife have children?
They're grown and gone.
Okay.
They're one in Georgia and one in Guatemala.
Okay. I agree with you, Joe, that you have biblical right to move on from this, but you sound torn about whether or not to do that. So you are seeing some signs of change in her. I'm glad to hear she's getting counseling, but I want you to consider if you're seeing two other signs of change to help you make your decision. Do you stay or do you go? And one is she showing empathy to you and how this has just shattered your world and broken your heart? And is she taking responsibility for doing that? And as you said, she's in professional counseling. Can you see these changes over an extended period of time? I don't think 2 years is too short on an amount of time to wait to see, is she truly changing and does it stick? How, you said she sent back the woman she was with to California. How long ago did that end?
In the process. They're in the process right now. So
not yet.
2 months. Okay. Not yet.
So
and that's what I mean. I can't take it. I'm done. And then, you know, and then I keep thinking the devil wins with divorce.
Well,
that's where I'm hurting.
Well, Joe, I want to step into that because sometimes legal separation or even divorce are necessary for self-protection. And it may give your wife time to show if she really does change or not. So I want you to consider if you're not already, if legal separation might be a good intermediary step for you to see, are these things I'm beginning to see, are they gonna last? Is this gonna persevere? Because I think that will help you make a decision that will keep you right with God because you're feeling some conflict there, but also protect your heart. What do you think about that?
I think I need to learn to let go and move on. I've met a wonderful Christian woman, and she's become my best friend. And, you know, she's kind of now like, you need to be unmarried. And I'm just like, God, I do need to be.
And are you dating this woman? Are you just friends?
Yeah, we're dating. No, we're dating. She was married for 20 years, and he passed of cancer.
So that's a very understandable complication there. But I wonder, Joe, and I'm going to say this in a loving challenge to you, if part of your conflict in trying to figure out what God wants you to do is getting a little muddled up with dating another woman before you're divorced your wife. Those lines are starting to get blurry, Joe, and I really think you need to take a step back from both women before you make a final decision about either one.
Yeah, I just don't think I could ever live, you know, and trust her again as far as the forgiveness. I've forgiven her. I forgive myself for all my flaws. I prayed about it and prayed about it, and I just want happiness back in my heart.
Here's the question, though. It always comes down to a question of what am I willing to do? And when a man is in pain and he finds a female companion too early, it's very hard to do anything but go with that person. And to walk away from the companion here that you found so that you could objectively make a good decision, that's tough to do. But if you're willing to do that and get with some men in a men's Bible study and go over this with them and let them give you some direction, you're going to come out in a really good place. Sadly, a lot of us men, we don't want to be in that kind of group where somebody could give us some feedback that might change everything for us. But that's what I want to say to you is find a way to get some men into your life so that you can be objective and make a good decision about the women in your life. It is a tough thing to do.
Well, Steve, following your advice would also safeguard whatever this relationship is going to turn into with this Christian woman. If she's also a believer, Joe, then we want you to make a wise, godly choice that will safeguard that relationship if there is a future there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's right. All right, well, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that that's something that will benefit you because it's helped a lot of people do exactly that, to take their lives back. If you are interested in that book or any book that we talk about here, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number that you call. Now, a gift of any amount to help us through the summer, we'll send that book or we can send you the Mediterranean Love Plan. I mean, we really want you to help us. We also want you to have a great book that might change your life forever. That's the goal. So, if at all possible, if you can give to us, we want to give to you back and say thank you. Take Your Life Back. Healing is a Choice is another that just came out in an audio book by Brilliance Audio. So, let us help you. We want to help you in any way possible. We're going to take a break, come back for the final segment right here on New Life Live.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest.
particularly my relationship with God. I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Some people say, you know, why don't you just quote scripture to everybody? Man, I wish that's what we could do. It's just so much harder to try to help them weed through the weeds mm-hmm. of life. And I hope that you'll find that everything we say here is based on biblical truth. We believe in biblical truth. I love writing books, but I'll tell you, the Bible Projects, where I've been the editor of those Bibles, that is what is so fulfilling to me because I know the power of God's Word. But we got to get people from their stuck place so they can get into the Word again. I don't have time for any other calls except for one, and I apologize if you've been holding, but right now, let's see what we can do with Cheryl, Boston, Massachusetts, W-E-Z-E. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
How can we help you today? What's going on?
Taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I'm in a 25-year marriage. I'll try to make this concise because I know you like to go right to the question. I've been listening to you forever. Mm-hmm. 25 years of marriage, more than half of that, not in any kind of relationship whatsoever. I set up the boundaries that I've heard you say. Stop giving the benefits, stop this, stop that, and have pushed away and drawn lines, and every single time it's met with resistance and refusal to get any help, refusal to do any growth, refusal to do anything for himself. And so we're just living two separate lives.
Hmm. So what's the question for us then?
What do I do next?
What do you think she ought to do, Alice?
Boy, Steve and Cheryl, What a maybe exhausting and sad way to be living for 13 years as you're trying to apply what you've learned here, trying to do what God asks us to do, and now you come to this question. So I have a question for you, which is, has there been any history on your husband's part of infidelity?
Well, not that I know of.
Okay. And are the two of you still living together?
Separate rooms in the same house.
Mm-hmm. And so over these 13 years of the struggle in your marriage, has your husband ever left or have you always lived together?
Well, he's out every single night of the week. His answer is, do you know how many marriages are like this? You're the one with the issue. I don't know why. You come and go as you please. I don't know what your problem is.
Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, boy, how painful to get that response from him. What have you done in addition to setting up the boundaries? What kind of help have you gotten through these 13 years of struggle?
Well, I've gone to counselors, and they always, I get the same answer from every single one of them, to divorce.
And why do you hesitate? Why have you not taken that advice?
I feel like I'm not scriptural.
Yes.
You know, we support that. We just want to be sure that, you know, but we don't want you to just divorce. We want you to, I mean, not divorce. We want you to have a fulfilling life. And so now that withholding and setting boundaries has produced nothing, what do you think might be the next phase for her so she's not just sitting here like this forever?
Well, I think she's right, and Cheryl, we could hear your tears as you said that there at the end. And I do think there's another step before divorce, because I think you're right. I don't think God permits divorce in the situation that you're in. So a couple of steps I want you to think about. One is legal separation could be an intermediary step. Maybe your husband needs to lose a little bit more of you before he wakes up. The second is to begin to build a fulfilling life no matter what your husband does. And you can do that without getting divorced from him. And I'm not talking about going out and dating, but I am talking about finding things that fulfill you and that are enjoyable to you. And that may be joining classes, that may be joining groups, that may be getting out and having fun no matter what your husband does. Because I do think those two things are biblically appropriate in this situation.
Yeah, you go become the most fascinating, interesting, risk-taking person. You go to classes, you do things you've never done before. And oftentimes that produces a change in a person. You become a human being that maybe was never recognized before. That's what we always tell people to do. In the midst of telling a man, I need you to be different, it's really important that a person say, and here's how I'm going to be different. Here's what I'm doing to be different. So it's not just all in his lap, even though, you know, you're saying he is the one with the identifiable problem. So, but you want to be have this humble willingness on your own part where you're really open to you getting help and, as Alice is saying, getting out there into the world and becoming one amazing, interesting, fascinating human being. Well, I wish we had more time, but I do have to go. I hope and pray something we said has been good. You might think it's interesting or weird that I would send you the Mediterranean Love Plan, but I mean, it really is a book on how to engage each other and do things that are enjoyable together to try to reignite a spark that has died long ago. And I'm going to send that to you, and anybody else interested, you can get a copy of that. We are so hoping that you are in a place where you can help us, or we're hoping that if you're in a place of despair, you will let us help you. We're hoping that if you need something, that you would at least call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us see if we have something that might meet that need. That's what we're here for. We're so grateful to all who support us. A gift of any amount, I'll send you the Mediterranean Love Plan. It is just absolutely changing marriages, because it's not like any other marriage book that you've ever seen. It's fun, it's exciting, it's creative. And there's tremendous research behind every point that we make. On Amazon, one of the persons said, well, when I saw this thing on attunement and touching and all, I thought, well, now that has to be the best material of it. But then they went on to say, no, every one of these seven things are just as powerful as the others.
Well, now, Steve, I teach couples therapy classes. I do couples work, and yet I am learning from your book. And you take big, high level information and bring it down into very concrete, doable steps for us to apply to our marriage. So I'm learning from it every day.
When you think like a fifth grader, you can bring that stuff right down into a manageable way. Anyway, we love you and we care about you, and we want to be here for you. And it's a tough summer, and we want to be on your station. And we've been asked to consider, where will you cut back? We don't want to cut back anywhere. And some folks have come along and said, here, anybody gives a dollar, we'll put in another dollar to make their dollar more powerful. And, you know, it just, we're hoping that somebody that's never given would say, okay, well, then I can do that. I want to double the impact of whatever gift that I can give. If you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we will be forever grateful for your help. But it's also the number to call to find out about Restore, our intimacy intensive, every man's battle, take your life back, all of these different things that we do. And we've been working on them for years to make them the most impactful, effective time that anybody could spend. And we're just seeing it over and over again. So it's one number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, but it can open up a whole new world for you by, first of all, maybe out of you giving for the first time and seeing the blessing that comes back, or you receiving some help that you know you've needed for a long, long time. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. new life. Thank you, Alice. Thanks to all of you who watch, pray, listen, support us. Thank you for all of that. And we're going to see you next time right here on New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You call us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.